So we're continuing to hear Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhyavida, chapter 16. And we'll be hearing texts 239 to 241. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda.
Jaya
Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda.
Jaya
Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda.
Jaya
Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Text 239. Antare nistakara bhaya loka vyavahar. Achirat Krishna tomai karibe udar. Antare nistakara bhaya loka vyavahar. Achirat Krishna tomai karibe udar. Antara, within the heart. Nistakara, keep strong faith. Bhaya, externally. Loka vyavaha, behavior like ordinary men. Achira, very soon. Krishna, Lord Krishna. Tomai, unto you, Karibe, will do, Udhar, liberation. Translation by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued, within your heart, you should keep yourself very faithful, but externally, you may behave like an ordinary man. Thus, Krishna will soon be very pleased and deliver you from the clutches of Maya. Responsibly. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued. Within your heart, you should keep yourself very faithful. But externally, you may behave like an ordinary man. Thus, Krishna will soon be very pleased and deliver you from the clutches of Maya. Text 240. Vrindavana dekhiya bhi asiva nilachale. Tabe tumi amapasha asiha kum chale. Translation. You may see me at Nilachala, Jagannath Puri, when I return after visiting Vrindavan. By that time, you can think of some trick to escape. Text 241. Se chala se kale Krishna swarabe tumar Krishna kripa yamre tare ke vatite pa. What kind of means will you have to use at that time will be revealed by Krishna. If one has Krishna's mercy, no one can check him. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Although Srila Raghunath Das was very anxious to join Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Lord advised him to wait for the mercy of Lord Krishna. He recommended that Raghunath Das keep his Krishna consciousness firmly fixed in his heart while externally behaving like an ordinary man. This is a trick for everyone advanced in Krishna consciousness. One can live in society like an ordinary human being, but at the same time, one's own business should be to satisfy Krishna and spread his glories. A Krishna conscious person should not be absorbed in material things, for his only business is the devotional service of the Lord. If one is engaged in this way, Krishna will certainly bestow his mercy, as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised Raghunath Das, Yata Yoga Vishay Bunja Anashakahana. The same is repeated, Antari Nishkakara Baye Lokya Vyavaha. This means that one must have no other desire within his heart than to serve Krishna. On the basis of such a conviction, one can cultivate Krishna consciousness. This is confirmed in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Lokiki Vaidiki Vapi Ya Kriya Kriyate Mune Hari Seva Nukalaiva Sakarya Bhaktin Ichata. A devotee may act as an ordinary human being or as a strict follower of Vedic injunctions. In either case, everything he does is favorable for the advancement of devotional service because he is in Krishna consciousness. And the English for this text, what kind of means you will have to use at that time will be revealed by Krishna. If one has Krishna's mercy, no one can check it. Om Jnana Tvadandasya Jnanjanam Shalakaya Takshur Amritam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurudeva Namaha Vancha Kalpa Drubhastha Kripa Sindhubeya Vacha Patitanam Pavaneva Vaishnava Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasava Shri Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. So this is perhaps an exciting, many different exciting narratives in our bhakti literatures. I think of exciting because Raghunath Das Goswami is soon to escape his material entanglement. We may remember the history that he was born into a very wealthy family, and his parents naturally wanted him to take up the family business, marry, and carry on as a good son within the orbit of family. But Raghunath Das, from a very early age, was not interested in such things, just as many of the pure devotees that we have the great fortune of associating with, such as Prahlad Maharaj. He also, at a very early age, was showing attachment to Krishna and detachment to this material world. Maharaj Parikit also was like that. Our founder, Acharya Srila Prabhupada, also. But, you know, the pressure of family can be so strong. How does one go against the pressure of one's father's desires, one's mother's desires, sisters and brothers? Especially if there's a loving relationship. It's one thing if the home is kind of broken and people are scattered. It's not as difficult to leave such a situation. But Raghunath Das, his family was very close, very loving. You can only imagine. He had healthy, emotionally healthy, spiritually healthy parents who were deeply loving, deeply valuable. So, very hard to break free from such affection or even to cross the desires of a beloved mother or a beloved father. But Raghunath Das, he was, as we know, an eternal servant of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he was meant to be with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And as he grew older and became more and more attracted or awakened in his original devotion, he ran away from home a number of times. And his father sent out men to bring him back. So this has happened to devotees, contemporary devotees. There was one devotee, was it Gary Rauch? He was offered some millions of dollars. Gary Rauch Swami, you just come back here. We'll give you vast amount of money. But fortunately for us, he refused. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised Raghunath here that don't be a madman. Don't think necessarily you have to join the temple and shave your head or put on sari for women. But just stay where you are and be devoted to Krishna. And, you know, thank God, so to speak, this is possible. We hear our founder, Acharya Srila Prabhupada, saying so many things that it's not necessary to change your position, to change your clothes, to change your job. Whatever you're doing, carry it on. But center your life around Krishna. What's that verse? Yad Karoshi Yad Ashnashmi. What is it? That whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you offer and give away, whatever charity you give, whatever austerity you do, whatever you do, do it for me. In the ninth chapter of Bhagavad Gita. And by this principle of renunciation, true renunciation, you will be liberated, Lord Krishna says. Always think of me, become my devotee, worship me, bow down to me. And this way you will come to me. Lord Krishna tells Arjuna, and he tells us. So that can be done in any position, anywhere. There's not enough room in temples for the whole world to live, even a little bit of the world to live. But rather, people should remain engaged in their occupational duties and dedicate the fruits of those activities to Krishna. Jagyata kamano yatra loko karma. Forget that. Bandhan. That work for Vishnu must be performed. Otherwise, work binds one to this material world. So it's not a matter of what dress we wear, what haircut we have, where we live. But rather, Krishna and the nature of reality is that there's much more importance upon the substance of our being as opposed to the form. What is that? Pacham pusam palam toyam yome bhakti pranashti. Krishna is interested in our heart. Krishna is interested in our intent. Far more than anything else. He's interested in our bhakti. He's interested in our desire to be close to him, to appreciate him. So one may ask that, well, okay, that's possible. But, you know, living in regular life, working, having a family, with all the details of family life, which are very deep and broad and entangling, how can one really be Krishna conscious? How can one remain transcendental and not become covered over? Well, Srila Prabhupada instructs us. The instructions of the spiritual master. Sri Guru Charani Rate Ese Uttama Gati. My only wish is to have my consciousness purified by the instructions coming from the lotus feet of my spiritual master. And we hear Srila Prabhupada instructing us again and again and again, constantly, that just chant your 16 rounds, study my books regularly, worship the deities, follow the regulative principles, and in this way, you will be successful. Number of occasions, devotees ask Srila Prabhupada, can I please have your blessing so that I can be Krishna conscious? He said, yes, follow my instructions. It is open to everyone. Take shelter of Krishna. Take shelter of Krishna's Bhagavad Gita. As Lord Krishna tells Arjuna in the 18th chapter, he says, so you take shelter of me, O Siyana Bharat, and in this way you'll cross over the ocean of material life. In the 10th chapter, Lord Krishna says, Tesham satatam yuktinam bhajitam priti purvakam didami buddhi yogam tam yenamam. That if you serve me with devotion, I will give you the intelligence by which to come to me. I will guide you through the ocean of Maya. Srila Prabhupada gives the examples of the example of the Pandavas. They were so vastly outnumbered, so vastly overpowered by the Kurus, but they won the battle of Kurukshetra. They defeated the Kurus. Totally mystical. But that was the instruction. You take shelter of me, O Siyana Bharat. You follow my Gita. And when when we surrender to someone, it's not that I surrender and that's it. We both go our own way. All right, now that you're surrendered, now do A, do B, do C, do D. And so Lord Krishna says, surrender unto me. Sarva dhamma priyaja, mama kam shanam braja, aham tam sava pape pyo, moksha shami, masujaha. As much as you follow my Gita, you'll be freed of sin. And something that cannot be emphasized enough. And in the course of our devotional life, there are varieties of obstacles. Varieties from within our self, varieties from outside. We are, or I feel, like the Pandavas. There's just so many challenges. And we are helpless against this Maya. And the Maya can be so heavy. There have been devotees, for example, who have been in like prisons. And they couldn't practice Krishna consciousness, surrounded by people who hated Krishna. But they survived. Somehow they passed through that. How is that possible? Except by the grace of Krishna. Shri Guru Charani Rate Ese Uttamakati. Says Srila Prabhupada seems to say the same thing, that we have to somehow keep alive the desire to serve Krishna. Come the most serious troubles, high water, somehow. And sometimes it can be so, so difficult. The enemies of the five senses, the enemy of the mind, can be so tempting and distracting. We can become so tempted. Or distracted. Maya knows exactly what turns us on. For each of us, there's different material desires. Things that we came into this life with some desire to do. Whether it's dance as a ballerina, or become a famous person, or make a lot of money, or whatever it is. Krishna knows exactly, under his direction, Maya does. And she will push that point exactly. Krishna, Srila Prabhupada explains, will test us. We will be tested. Do you really want to serve me or not? I remember devotees, all devotees have experiences. In 1983, I was on Sankirtan. I got hit by a truck. I was in the hospital for 21 days in traction, my leg. And I was away from the devotees. There weren't many devotees at the preaching center. Hardly anyone visited me. I was all alone. First time away from the temple. I had lived in the temple for 7 years. And it was like, because in the temple, to some degree, there can be a kind of carrying. Everyone's getting up for Mangal Arati, everyone's going to perform devotional service. But I realized that now I'm on my own, And so what really am I going to do? who am I? And what really am I doing? And so I had to dig deep, And we all have experiences like that. I experienced another much, much longer situation of incredible antagonism. And everyone does, really, because we have our mind. Everyone lives with this mind. Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says that until the stage of prema, there's some little contamination. But we are tested that who are you? What are you doing? And how much do you really want How much do you really want to know yourself? Or are you going to give in to the pushings of your body, to the illusions of sense gratification, and go that way? So, some hope, so much hope, complete hope, actually, because Lord Krishna says, what's that? Daivi heshu gunamayi mama maya dharatya mamevime prapadante. Yes. That this material nature, the mind, other people's minds, our bodies, political situations, financial, they're so difficult to overcome. But again, he says, as he does in the 18th chapter, if you surrender to me, what is that? What is the essence? There are four essential functions of surrender that Lord Krishna mentions in Bhagavad Gita, in the 9th chapter and in the 18th chapter. Who remembers? Who would like to share that? Oh, Madana Mohan, you always
do one.
All right, one.
Always think of it.
Always think of it. The other?
Worship. Pay homage to me.
Yes. Manmanam Baba Mambhakta. In the nectar devotion, we remember Srila Prabhupada instructing us that the prime, most important instruction is what? Of devotional service. What's the?
All that you mentioned, Krishna, and never forget.
Yes. And what are the benefits of? What does that do for us? What is it about remembering Krishna that's just so very important? And there's different things, but someone could offer their. Connects us, and what else?
Takes us out of the material platform.
Takes us out of the material platform, lifts up our mind and intelligence. Madana Mohan?
I was thinking favorably is also sometimes thinking, because we know that there are other personalities that could even think of Krishna more intensely than the devotees, but it wasn't favorable.
Yeah, all these things. I was thinking, connecting to what Manamati said in the first canto in the narrative, either of, I think, Lord Krishna entering Dwarka. Maybe it's the next chapter. But there's a wonderful verse that describes that this is the divinity of the Lord. That he is completely transcendental to the three modes of material nature. And those who meditate upon him also become transcendental. If we want to rise above the influence of the three modes of material nature, we must actually meditate on Krishna. Not just wear shirts to say Bhakti Fest 2014. I'm just being extreme. But we have to really meditate on Krishna. Manmana Baba Man Bhakto. Daiviyeshu Kunamayi Mama Mai Dharatya. By meditating upon transcendence, we transcend. It's not that complicated. Even, there's a funny narrative, I think in New York, Srila Prabhupada sends a disciple out to get something. The devotee comes back. So Srila Prabhupada asks, did you get this? Oh, Srila Prabhupada, I was in such maya. Srila Prabhupada said, did you get it? And the devotee repeats again, oh, Prabhupada, when I was in such, did you get it? Yes. Good. Mission accomplished. So, I don't know. Well, I don't know if I should repeat it. Maybe someone knows. It's philosophically valid. But I heard that there was a devotee massaging Srila Prabhupada's head, and he stopped. And Srila Prabhupada said, what? Prabhupada, I had a thought of strangling you. He said, yes, that's the mind. Keep massaging. But in any case, as Lord Krishna instructs in the 14th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, The three modes of nature will always be present. There's always going to be some Maya within our heart to one degree or the other, Maya outside us. But Lord Krishna advises what? Who remembers in the 14th chapter? How to remain transcendental. Oh, come now. Don't be shy.
What's the title of the 14th?
What's that?
What's the title of the 14th chapter?
The three modes of material nature.
What's your question?
That what instruction does Lord Krishna give in that chapter for remaining transcendental?
What's the first line? Rise above these moments?
Yeah, well, he says, let me read it, but he, yeah, let me read it, but it's a really technical, I think, I don't want to use the word practical, but it's something to practice. Yes, because Arjuna is asking about transcendence. Here it is. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, see, Arjuna inquired, my dear Lord, by which symptoms is one known who is transcendental to the three modes? What is his behavior? And how does he transcend the modes of nature? Such a, you know, quadrillion dollar question. What to speak of the answer? Because this is the whole thing. Now we want to stay on the path of Sadhana Bhakti so that we can eventually awaken in Raghunuga Bhakti. But, you know, staying on the path of Sadhana Bhakti can be so tricky. So this seems to be a very valuable advice. So the Supreme Personality of God had said, O son of Pandu, he who does not hate illumination, attachment, and delusion when they are present, and does not long for them when they disappear, who is unwavering and undisturbed through all these reactions of the material qualities, remaining neutral and transcendental, knowing that the modes alone are active, who is situated in the self and regards alike happiness and distress, who looks upon a lump of earth, a stone, and a piece of gold with an equal eye, who is equal to the desirable and undesirable, steady, situated equally well in praise and blame, honor and dishonor, who treats alike both friend and enemy, and who has renounced all material activities, such a person is said to have transcended the modes of material nature. So this principle of really meditating upon Krishna, really deeply absorbing our mind in Krishna, and which includes being very conscious of who we are. Srila Prabhupada notes this in the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita, that self-realization becomes enabled by practicing yoga with a fixed conception of the self. In other words, actually thinking and trying our best to actually act like the soul, like us. Very, very important. So that we can, for one thing, we can discriminate. Obviously, if we're thinking ourselves as being transcendental to the body and the mind and the intelligence, or trying to, it's a matter of practice, of course. But then it becomes obvious when Maya is knocking on the door. If we're too much in the bodily concept of life and the mind knocks on the door, it's like, yeah, that's what I want to do. That's me. I want to eat that. I want to go there. I want to do this. Yes, that's me, of course. Yes, I'm going to go do that. But to the extent that we have this fixed conception of ourselves, then we may decide to do that. But we may also think of, what's this? What is this? Whatever it may be. Soul doesn't do that. What is that? What is this sleeping? What is this? Whatever it may be. It's not me. But we won't think like that, or we will think like that to the extent that we're trying very much to remain conscious of who we are and conscious of Krishna. So Krishna says that as we practice, you know, like the morning is such a perfect time for cultivating this spiritual strength. You know, we're chanting our rounds. And, you know, so many things. I have to go do this, I have to go do that. And sometimes we do. But it's a wonderful opportunity to practice ignoring the mind. Ignoring mind. The more that we practice, we really do. If, to the extent that we really practice resisting the urges of the mind and the senses and the body, that will be extremely helpful and necessary for our genuine progress in Krishna consciousness. So, Raghunath Das Goswami, just to finish this, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised that you stay within household life and you dedicate yourself to bhakti. And in this way, you'll remain transcendental. And by, you'll be free. Krishna will give you more opportunity. I started to say that about hope, that Srila Prabhupada said that as we pass the different tests, the tests will ease up. Because Maya will be satisfied that I've tested this person so much, they haven't succumbed. And not only that, elsewhere in the Majjhalila, Srila Prabhupada says that the platform of pure devotion is preaching Krishna consciousness, or serving Lord Chaitanya's missionary movement, either directly or indirectly. That this is the platform of pure devotional service. This is what Krishna so much wants. And as we try and dedicate ourselves to supporting and directly pushing Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement, we will be, Maya will try and stop us. And the more enthusiastic we are to share Krishna consciousness, the more and stronger Maya will try and stop us. She will pull out heavy artillery. And Srila Prabhupada encourages us that if we can remain fixed, then we will become increasingly blessed by Krishna with freedom from Maya and clear intelligence and enthusiasm to serve Him. As Mahamaya sees that we want the shelter of Yogamaya, as Durga Devi sees that we want the shelter of Srimati Radharani through the spiritual master, as we show ourselves, she will grant that shelter. So it's not going to be tough slugging forever. Or as much. I'll stop here. Yes, Madana Mohan.
Two things. One, I was thinking of the Ahoitukiya Apratiyata, that devotional service cannot be stopped in any situation. And I was thinking, as when we were in the earlier days of ISKCON, we used to think, you know, if you're in the temple, you're Krishna conscious. If you moved out, you were fringy. I don't think that word's been, I think it's been retired. But that used to be a word that was, and then I think it changed to congregational member. It went through an evolution. But the idea was that what's Krishna consciousness look like? In other words, he's saying, stay Krishna conscious even when you're not looking like you're Krishna conscious. So we used to if you come and do this program, people see you there doing that, you are accepted. And if you would come to the temple, if you lived outside, then it was a kind of a, you could feel a little bit of a cold air or something like that, because, the antiquated word, you know, like, oh, here, he doesn't live in the temple anymore. So there was an evolution that went by like that. But as you're pointing out, and also I remember in 86, I moved outside the temple, and people would say, well, what's it like? You know, I mean, how's it like? And I said, well, I didn't see any difference. And they would look at you, you know. So it's like, what's Krishna consciousness look like if you're not in the temple?
Yeah, you know, thank you. It reminds me that in this purport, Srila Prabhupada speaks about a devotee, that a devotee is this and a devotee is that. And it crossed my mind for myself that, how does he put it here? A devotee may act as an ordinary human being or as a strict follower, but you have to actually be a devotee. It's not that, well, I'm living outside and, you know, quote unquote, I'm a devotee and I'm transcendental. You know, I'm no different in spirit than anyone else. Maybe, but, you know, it depends. It depends. Any other questions or comments? Jai, all glories to Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga, Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda.